This is our Bible study upon tonight. Thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for our prayer and Bible study upon tonight. Amen. We're going to ask you to turn your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Amen. We're going to talk about tonight, have faith in God. Amen. Have faith in God. And it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. Amen. Having faith in God. In other words, you say having faith in God, you're saying having confidence. Having confidence and trust and belief, hope and expectation in the Lord. Amen. We can't say that we have faith in God like we supposed to have faith in God if we don't have that confidence and assurance and trust and believe in the Lord. The Lord said he that cometh to him must believe that he is that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. Faith is not just a word, but faith, amen. The Bible said now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things are not seen. Faith is assurance and trust and confidence in the Lord. And sometimes we can say we have faith and we believe God. We believe God, and then sometimes we can just kind of falter away, just kind of drift away, and we go in and out. We believe God one minute, next minute we don't believe God. We in doubt, we back and forth, because sometimes circumstances can look so big over what we're trying to believe God for, and then we get our eyes on that mountain, we get our eyes on the situation, and we lose our faith in God. Faith is trust and reliance and belief in God. No matter how the situation look, no matter how you feel, no matter how things are, faith is like, I don't understand everything. I might be going through everything, but I believe God. Faith is saying, I believe God in spite of everything that looks bad and looks like there's no hope. We have to have confidence in the Lord. And the only way we will have the faith that we need to have, the Bible speaks about building up your faith, building up your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. Because your spirit is what believes God. It's not your flesh anyway. It's the spirit that believes God. And sometimes our spirit is not where it needs to be at. Our spirit is entangled with what we see. Our spirit is down here, and our flesh is down here, but the spirit is not lit up like it needs to. It takes your spirit is what believe God anyway. It's not your flesh. It's not your eyes. It's not your ears. It's not what you feel. It's not what you see that believes God. It's your spirit that connects with God and believe God. So sometimes if your spirit is low and it's not where it needs to be, the Bible said we built up our most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. We built up our spirit so the spirit can rise up to believe God. And then sometimes we do that, and sometimes we fall flat back down to the ground. We stop praying in the spirit like we need to do. We start looking at our situation. We start being in the fleshy realm, and then our faith started faltering, started drifting down. And we go back if we need to again to build up your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost, building your faith, because your spirit is going to say that you can do this when your flesh say I can't do this. The spirit is saying it's going to be all right, and the flesh is like, I don't see a way it's going to be all right. So it's you're battling back and forth. It's the flesh and the spirit. But faith is that confidence and trust in God, and it's the belief and hope and expectations in God. And sometimes the Bible says, if a man have faith, let him have it to themselves. Sometimes everybody don't see what you see. Everybody's not going to believe what you believe. So you can't tell this next person all what's going on in your life and think they're going to have the same insight that you have, unless they are connected in faith like you are. They might not see what you see. Sometimes you have to have it alone. You got to believe God and trust alone. You can't worry about if somebody believing with me or y'all coming along with me. When it comes down to the nitty gritty, people are going to have to face challenges and situations, them and God, straight ahead, straight on. They're just like a person that's, I've had surgery before, not a lot of them, but people can parade you on, people can come and see you, they can go to you, but there's a line, they can only go so far. They can't go behind them doors. I remember being rolled down, you know, years ago, I had a surgery, and I was rolled down that hall, and, go, and the people back, you know, I had, my family had, the pastor that I was under then, the different one, they was praying along with me, but no one could go past them doors. And it's all out of your hand. You got to have to trust God. I don't know how this is going to come out. I'm just trusting God. I'm just using that as an example. But having faith and confidence in God, faith and confidence in God with anything. Because the devil will always stick his feet out. And we got to, you know, sometimes we fall victim. We can fall victim to different things. If we're not tuned in the way we need to be tuned in, we need to ask God sometime what to do. Just don't make a decision. Just hop up and do stuff. Ask God what I must do. Most time we don't ask God. And I'm like this, even with my own life. If you ask God, people don't have all your answers. And then me as a leader, you can't give people, tell people everything to do. You just got to let them do whatever they need to do. And let God speak to you. Same, because it's like the devil would use anything to distract you, to distract this person. But we all need to be in a place where we ask God what to do. You know, if we ask God what to do, I didn't jump up and say anything tonight. Let everybody find out what they need to do. Ask God what you need to do. You got to think in mind, Lord, I know you didn't bring me this far in my life or this far of this situation to lead me now. What do I do? But sometimes if we're not in tune like we need to be in tune, we would do what we feel like we need to do. So faith is confidence and trust in the Lord. Why would you talk to someone, talk to the Lord, or ask him about anything if you're not going to believe him? We're fault, because we're human. We're human, and we get fault in our thoughts when circumstances and stuff. We like, the more I pray, Lord, look like the worse this situation gets. Of course, that's the way it looks sometimes. But what do we do? Do we quit? No, we don't quit. We have faith and confidence in God. If you have faith and confidence in God, he will not let you down. He might not do it when you want him to do it, but he will fix it. And he may not fix it the way you think that he will fix it or should fix it. But he would do something to let you know that he hears you. So faith is confidence, trust, belief, hope, and expectation. And it's sometimes without keeping your prayer life up like we need to, you have struggle with God like you do with people. Why? Because you don't trust people. Why? Because you don't believe people. You can't have confidence in people. Sometimes you can't trust yourself. So you not trust all these other people. So sometimes we don't mean no harm, but we put God in the same category with the other people. So I trust him sometimes. Not that he cannot be trusted. It's that we got to realize that he's not a man that he should lie. He don't operate like the flesh. If he says something, it's good. First, we got to know if he said it. Sometimes we feel like, God, I know God told me this. I know God showed me that. And then we add stuff onto it. God might have told us something, but he didn't tell you how. And he didn't tell you when. But we start tagging other stuff on the end. And then when it don't happen the way we think it's going to happen, God can say, I'm going to move in your life. I'm going to do this. And we add all this other stuff into it. The time and the day. And then when it don't happen, we get attitude with God. We get a drawback spirit. Ain't no, where my shoes? What's the need of me keep going on, all this stuff going on with me? Because we didn't get all our answers directly from God. We put in what we thought. We put in the time. We put in the day. We put in the way. We have to have faith in God and look at it like, however it falls, however it rolls, Lord, help me to be all right with whatever you do. I have to pray that same prayer everything, you know, God don't answer every prayer the same way, the same time, the way you think he answered. We just got to be okay with whatever God does. Because if he answered your way, that might still be not the best. That's not the best way. His way is the best way. So faith and confidence and expectation. When you say you have faith in God, you having confidence in him. You're trusting him in spite of the situation. And then you're hoping in him, and you're looking for something. You're expecting something to change. You don't know when, you don't know how, but you are expecting a change. And you have to keep on with your mindset that way. How do you keep that mindset? You keep that mindset by much prayer. By much prayer. People think, when I'm going through so bad, that's the less time. I don't have time to pray. That's less I should pray. But the more things that you're going through, the more that you got up on your plate, that's the more you need to pray. Because you got a whole lot that you need God to help you with. So, trust and believe and hope. And without hope, we all can be depressed. We wake up morning, like before we get morning, like I don't know what's tomorrow's gonna bring. I'm just, you know, this is in a down spirit. We gotta hope in God. Hope, believe that God, you know, our day don't have to be the same. Amen. It said now faith is the substance of things are hoped for. Substance is something that you feel and you see. You can see it. That's like you have, just say you have a something in a bottle. That's a substance. That's water. That's juice. That's something you can see. You have it before you. That's what faith is. Faith is like you might not actually see it, but by faith you see it. You see yourself coming out. You see yourself getting better. You see that your bills are going to get paid. You see that this is going to happen. You see that's going to happen in the spirit. You have that vision. You see it. So it said, now faith is the substance. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Whatever the things are. You believe the Lord. When you pray, you should have what you say if you believe the Lord. Now faith is the substance of things that's hoped for. Those things that you've been hoping for. You it's like you hold on to your faith and don't let it go. If God didn't tell you that he's not going to do it, that means he's going to do it. It says, now faith is the substance of things. So that's the definition. That's the true definition of faith, along with the other stuff that I said, confidence and trust and belief. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it's the evidence of things are not seen. Faith is your ticket before you get there. Faith is what you have before you see the manifestation. You got to have faith before, even just to believe, before you see a manifestation of anything. So if you don't have the faith, you're not going to see the things. You can't have the things without faith. You're going to have faith before you see the things. Faith is what keep me and you in the ball game. That's what keep you encouraged. That's what keeps you going, is your faith. You don't use your faith, all your hope is gone. No expectation. No encouragement. It's the substance of things are hoped for and the evidence. And it's the evidence. It's saying that your faith is the evidence. Amen. It's the confirmation or verification, or it's like you have it already. You have it already because you have faith. Amen. It said now. So by it, the elders obtained a good report. They say they had a good report. Somebody's been before you. They have a good report about faith. And you can read the book of Hebrews and how different things happened in different ones' life. And they came through it by faith. Amen. Then turn the Bibles to St. Mark. St. Mark chapter 11 and verse 22 to 24. St. Mark chapter 11, verse 22, 24, and 26, up to 26, I believe. Still talking about faith. Faith, have faith in God. The Bible said, when the Lord come back to the earth, shall he find faith? Because this things are going to be so chaotic down here, and it is already, that There's no hope in nothing else. And we see that every day. We're going to have to be holding on to God, believing him. Believing, saying, Lord, some people are going to be saying, Lord, come quickly. I'm holding on to you. It's crazy down here. Lord, I'm holding on to you, to everything. Holding on to your faith. That's why the church, well, in this hour, need to get caught up in the flesh and all these other things, because these things will not help us in the end time. We're going to need God. We're going to know, we might have to know how we're going to eat our next meal. We may need to know how we're going to do this, because every time the foods and all this stuff, they always doing a recall. This is going to kill you. That's going to hurt you. And we're hearing all kind of crazy stuff. We're going to have faith in God. Faith in God. It may be times when you can't get to the hospital. There may be times when they don't have the correct help that they need. People, what are we going to do? We need God. We need to be able to call upon the name of the Lord. And if we keep our connection with God, this is why the devil is trying to distract. He wants to distract us. For any little thing, a distraction, to throw us our focus off the Lord. But we won't get to know God like we need to know God if we keep allowing all these distractions to get in our way. They're going to come. And I'm speaking to the Lord today. I was praying this earlier today. I was talking to the Lord about some things. And I was really having a conversation with the Lord about some things. And I said, Lord, these things are distractions. And I said, they will throw a little bit there. This is throw your attention up off of the things of God, what he has called you to do. And they don't make no, they little minute things. They're nothing. And so we need to stop giving attention to all this stuff. Even when it comes to preaching and teaching the word, preach, teach the word. And people get it, they get it. If they don't get it, that's on them. You can't sit there with a hammer and nail and just say, you get this. You've been saved long enough. It's up to you what you do, what you hear. People don't have time for all that. You lose a lot of energy with people taking up a lot of time with that. You know, some things you walk with God for a while, you're supposed to develop and be able to know what to do about some things. If you don't know what to do about some things, you call out to God, he'll tell you what to do about it. He'll tell you what to do about it. Sometimes might not understand why this happened this way, why that happened that way. From the first thing we think, Lord, why'd you let this happen this way? And he probably looking at you saying, but I gave you power. Did you ask me what to do? You know what I'm saying? He will. You pull this way. He's not gonna say, well, you do it this way. You want? Did you ask me what to do? Yeah. So, in the book of Mark, it says in chapter 11, verse 22, and Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. Amen. Have faith in God. It says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he say. In the church world, we done got away from these scriptures. We done got, we in the hip hop. We in all this other stuff that don't matter. We're not in this as a whole. We're not in the word of God like we need to be. So we're not getting victory down here. Because even some of these scriptures, they've been there for years and years and years. We done forgot what it says. The Bible said, in other words, unless these things slip from us. These things can slip from us. The word of God can slip from you. It can slip from me. You can read the scripture. I ain't read it in a long time. We read like, oh boy, I forgot that was in there. Yeah, we're so far away. We give God little shallow prayers, little shallow everything. We say one verse in the Bible, think that's going to last a whole week. The Lord's my shepherd, I shall not want. And then I get the next one when I come to church Sunday. Or I come to church Wednesday. You have nothing to fight the devil with. We don't go back in the word and say, Lord, you said in your word. You can't tell the Lord what you said if you don't believe it. God already know what he said. He don't need you to tell him what he said if you don't believe it. He needs you to say, and I believe, and I'm going to act like I believe what you say. Else it won't work for you. Is this going to be a letter? It said, and Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. He let me say, have faith in God. He said, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, we know a mountain is something great, big, way high, real huge. There's things in your life is great, big, way high, very huge. You can't see your way through. So whatever the mountain is, verily I say unto you, he just used the example of a mountain. But mountains can become in many forms. There's something you cannot handle. I cannot handle. Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever, it don't matter if you small, little, white, black, whatever, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea. In other words, if you say, be thou removed, you're saying, in other words, I will command you to go. You're speaking to the mountain, I command you to go. In the name of Jesus, I command this problem to turn out right. I curse this problem. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Amen. This mountain, in other words, I verily say to you, whosoever should say unto this mountain, be thou removed. It didn't say to look at the mountain. It didn't say think about the mountain. It said to say unto the mountain. Open your mouth and say to the mountain. Don't you know stuff will just linger around you? Stuff will just linger around me if you just keep putting up with it. And you catch up. Sometimes we catch ourselves. We don't rebuke nothing. We don't bind up nothing. We don't rebuke nothing. We just accept everything because the world got it. Everybody going to die with this one day. We just take all that stuff and we say we believe God. But what it is, we're not praying in the Holy Ghost enough like we need to, that your spirit will connect to believe. It's not your flesh that believe, it's your spirit that believe. So long as you linger in the flesh, you're not going to get much done. You're going to have depression, discouragement, all that's going to be your life in the flesh. But when you get tired of that, you come out of that, you come in the spirit, and then you have, your faith will come alive. Because you'll say, I believe God. You speak to this mountain and say, verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, say, that means open your mouth, not in your ears, Lord, you know what I'm going through. He said, say to the mountain. He didn't say, Lord, you know what I'm going through. He said, speak to the mountain. You don't tell God, you know, we do that sometimes. I do it sometimes. Lord, you know, you tell God all about this and he done told you what to do with it. No, and you think why don't go? Because you ain't did it like God say do it. Verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say to this mountain or say to the trouble or whatever you're going through, be thou removed. I command you to go in the name of Jesus. That's what you're saying. Go in the name of Jesus. Sickness, go in the name of Jesus. And the devil might say, you just feel sicker. You got to keep rebuking it till you believe it. Sometimes you got to get all that away. Sometimes you're not believing it the way you say. Because when you say, I rebuke you, devil, you think your other part of man say, it ain't going nowhere. I'm going to be sick tomorrow. We don't mean that, but that's what happens. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. It's I command you, devil, command all the sickness. I curse it and command it to go in Jesus' name. And I curse it and command it to go back to hell from whence it come. It said, cast into the sea and shall not. And the Lord said, why are you doing it? Don't doubt in your heart. Because like I said, sometimes we pray them prayer, but on the other end, we still think, I'm still holding on to this sickness. I'm still holding on. I'm not going to get no better because the devil already planted that seed and told us we're not getting no better. So we think it's going to stay like that. Yeah, we do. And if we welcome it, it would sleep with us. It would stay with us. We invite it there, it would stay. Amen. And it shall not doubt. It said, be thou removed. It said, verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea. It shall not doubt in your heart. Why are you saying it? You got to believe. what you're saying. Now, I'm not going to say the devil won't come back with you after you done said it and fight you with doubt. But anytime that doubt come back, you gotta open your mouth and say, I rebuke you, Satan, in Jesus' name, Lord. Or you start telling the Lord, the devil is trying to fight my mind with doubt. Lord, don't let me doubt you. I don't want to doubt you. Because you're human and your flesh will doubt. You got to say, Lord, help me to believe you. I don't know when you're going to change it. I don't know how you're going to change it, but help me to believe you. And then the Bible says, they that believe the Lord enter into a rest. When you believe God, you don't actually go down and go to sleep. But I'm talking about in the spirit, you go settle down. Your spirit settles down and you rest. And you can go on with your life. But if you don't get in that rest, you're just going to be worrying and tormented till the situation resolves some type of way. And that wears you out. And it takes you out of faith. So God have to help us all. We all been there. We all goes there from time to time. But God don't want to say that. He teaches us in his word. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he said. You got to believe the things that you have said. Those things that you have, amen, rebuked. You got to believe that God is going to help you. Do it. And because the Lord said, tells us in another scripture, the Lord tells us, he said, whatever you bind on earth, I'm going to bind it in heaven. We don't even believe that. People don't, they just, we all forget this. I forget some this too. We put up, we tolerate a lot of stuff and we put up with the devil all kind of ways. And God's word right here, it never changed. His word still works. He said, whatever you bind on earth, I'm going to bind it in heaven. He don't need nothing to be bound up. But baby, we need to bind stuff down here. He said, whatever you say, he's like, you taking authority over it, I'm going to take authority over it. Whatever needs to be loose, I'll loose it for you. Your finances need to be loose. You need money. Your finances need to come to you. Lord, I rebuke the devourer off of my finances. I am a giver. I am a tither. I am faithful. You can't ask the Lord to rebuke something that you don't do your part. He said, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. And, you know, he said, you give and it shall be given back to you. And I rebuke the devil off of my finances. I rebuke the devil off of my body. And the devil said, you just as sick as you was the other day. You keep rebuking. You got to say, Lord, I don't want to think like that. God, help my mind. You know, yeah. And it says, I'm going to have to go back and read that. And be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that believe those things which he say, shall come to pass. God said, if you really, you stick with the believing, what you say is going to come to pass. Might not come to pass when you want it to come to pass or how, but God said, I will bring it to pass. What you say. And he shall have, and whatsoever, and which he, it says, and not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he say. God said, you can have whatever you asking. Whatever you say, whatever you're asking, you can have it. God said, you can have it. He didn't say when, how, but he said, you can have it. God's not a man that he should lie. I think what happens, we don't see a lot of manifestation of stuff because we do not follow the recipe that God give us. We do everything else but what he gives us, so it won't work. You got to do what God say do in order to get the results. And it said, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever you desire, whatsoever that you desire, whatsoever you want, or wish, or want, when you pray, believe that you receive. Lord, I need a house. Lord, I need a car. Lord, I need a spouse. Lord, I need this. And Lord, I've been praying about this. And the devil said, well, it ain't happened yet. You got to say, the Lord said, whatever you desire, if that's a desire of yours, it's still going to happen. He didn't tell you when, how, but he said it's going to happen. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that you receive. Believe that you're going to get, that you're talking to a God that hears you. You got to first believe that God hears you. You got to believe, first of all, there is a God. You got to believe that he that come to him must believe that he is. You got to believe that he is God, and you got to not only believe he is God, you got to believe that he hears you when you pray. You're wasting time if you don't believe. I'm wasting time if I don't believe that I'm talking to a God that hears and answers prayers. We're wasting time. Therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, whatsoever thing you wish or desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And verse 25 and 26 says, when you stand praying, forgive. Now, here's the thing. God's not going to give us nothing if our heart's not right. We're not treating people right. We got bad disposition. We got bad attitude. You don't get nothing from God. Even when you're married, amen, and the married people, they want to be married, and a lot of people want to be married and not married. But when you're married, you got two. It's two of you now. So it ain't like it's one of you. You can't be have grudges at one another and just keep it that way, because it will hinder your prayer. You talk to the Lord, but you can't stay there. We get upset, but you can't stay there. You have to ask God to help you, but we can't stay there and just hold a grudge. And that's like, I'm mad at you. I'm going to stay mad at you for 5 days, 10 days, or whatever. You going to God, you got to get that attitude off of you. You might not like what they done. You tell the Lord about that, but you got to say, Lord, help me to get this off of me. Because just like a stopper, you stopped up. It's the same way if you're not married and you got an altar, something to get someone, and you hold it in your heart. You think nobody don't know, but God knows it. Your prayers are hindered. Our prayers are hindered. We're not going to get answered prayers. That's why he said, you can bind, you can loose. He was saying, and you can ask for whatever you want, and I'll do it for you. But he put the end of it. He said, now when you're standing praying, while you're standing praying and asking me for these things and wish for these things, forgive. Why are you standing and want God to work signs, miracles, and wonders? Do you have forgiveness in your heart? Do you have anything in your heart? Then with a lot of time we don't, we feel like people don't know, but God knows. And sometimes people know too. God's saying you gotta have a clean heart and a right spirit. You can't have strife. You can't have all this stuff in your heart. And I can't go over my work. I can't answer your prayer over this. That's why it's very imperative. Very important when people wrong us and do things to us that we ask God to help me not to take the offense. Because it's easy to take the offense of an eye for an eye, two for two. You do me and I do you back. That's what the flesh do. That's what we do. You say something to me I don't like. I say something back to you I don't like. And you got a chip on your shoulder. I got one on mine too. And nobody gets nothing done. It's a hindrance to our prayers. So you gotta make, even when you feel like people ain't did you right, we ain't gotta be a floor or rug for nobody either. Thank God for that. We can say, Lord, help me, and just, you know, I'd rather for you keep, you know, those people out of my path and keep me where I need my words be few, because I don't want it. I want my spirit to get right. God to fix it and get your spirit right. Amen. So it said, and when you stand praying, forgive. It said, if you have aught against any, if ye have aught against any. So if you're praying, in other words, aught is, amen. Aught is anything against anyone. It can be strife, debate, argument, dispute, indifferentness, all of that goes under the same heading. If it's like, I don't feel good about you, I'm irritated with you, I'm frustrated with you, I just got an attitude, or whatever. That stuff will hinder your prayer. And you wonder why the prayer not be answered. The Lord said, I want your prayer to be answered. I'm going to let you know, keep this stuff out your way too. Amen. It said, if you have aught against any, amen. It said that your Father, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. God saying, just like I forgive you of things that you do, and things you don't always please me, you don't always cross every T, you don't always dot every I, but I do still have mercy upon you. I still do things for you. And if I can forgive you, he's saying you forgive others who trespass against you. Those people that offend you, those people that do the hurtful things to you, God is saying, with my help, You can't do it on your own, but with my help, I'll have you to forgive them. No, you don't have to be a rug for nobody. You know, I'm like this with my own self. It's like, I always ask the Lord, keep me out of harm's way. I'm not going to walk around and, you know, trying to be a rug for nobody and let somebody walk all over me. I tell the Lord about it. I say, Lord, I need you to help me with this because if I do it, it's going to be ugly. Because it's like they got me. I know how to get. It ain't like I forgot how to get back. I know how to get back, but it's not going to do me no good. So would you just take this? And he does it every time because he know in my heart I want to be right. I'm going to walk around with chips on my shoulder, bad attitude, bad dispositions with people and stuff like that. You can't let people turn. They're just be pulling you the way their direction is. If they have attitude, so they'll pull you in the same direction. You know, Bible speaks about let our words be few. When you see, the Bible said, meddle not with them that give into changes. People that's in and out, up and down, you know, they on the floor one day, on the ceiling that day, all over the place, they unstable and everything. Meddle not with those type of people. Meddle not with people in and out. Now, leave alone. Leave alone so you won't be twisted like that. Amen. If you have aught against any, in other words, forgive, that your Father, which is also in heaven, may forgive you of your trespass. It said, but if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespass. So if he won't forgive you for your sins and trespasses, you know, how you gonna get a prayer through? How you gonna go try to pray to the Lord that you never seen and you can't even get along with people down here you see every day? That's not going to work. The Lord tells us, amen, to all this is stemming from the same title of having faith in God. The Lord said, if we have faith in God, speak to the mountain. And then, you know, sometimes I haven't read the scripture in a pretty good while, but I said, the Lord wants us to speak to the mountain, not tolerate the mountain. We tolerate the mountain. We tolerate people. We tolerate this. We tolerate that. We say, the world that says no hope, we say there's no hope. And God has to remind us, that's not what I say in my word. Are you using the word? You know, and you know, so we thank the Lord. Amen. We believe that we're just about at the end. Amen. Having faith in God. Having the faith in God is the same as having the faith of God. Having faith in God is the same as having the faith of God. God has given us that privilege to have his faith. Getting us through this world. He said, when I come back to this earth, shall I find faith? That's what's going to take us to heaven, because we're believing God's coming back to take us to heaven. If we're not believing that, we don't have faith. Amen.